Welcome to the FemNation podcast, where we wholeheartedly believe women entrepreneurs can rise together. Success comes in many flavors. There are no secret strategies. Women entrepreneurs are rewriting history by defining success on their own terms. Hi, I'm White of Gannon, the down-to-earth chick with a different name. Entrepreneur and founder of the Female Entrepreneur Movement, our business is dedicated to helping women start and grow their businesses, increasing financial independence. Each week, join me for inspiring stories and powerful interviews of women entrepreneurs sharing their lessons to success to help you take your business to the next level. Now, let's go for it. Welcome back to the FemNation podcast, where we do a wrap up of the interview that was completed that just landed yesterday for you. We had the awesome opportunity to talk to Christine Cliver, and she has a business called CC and Ryan, where she actually created diaper bags and a product and sells them all over the place. And so I'll let you go back to the interview to see where she brings those to the world. But I wanted to highlight that she is in a field, an industry, a world of manufacturing, which is not as easy to go through as, say, some of your done-for-you services or the online world of entrepreneurship, or, certain things, all of which have their own, hurdles to overcome. But manufacturing is a big project, and it's also a big project for a woman stepping into it, coming out of the corporate side of, the fashion industry. So in talking to her, she's very, very, very solid and direct on how she approaches what she does and what she created and what that looks like. But what was interesting too is check the behind the mic clip, because if you don't get those, please do sign up to get those, because we had a conversation that she's found in this particular industry and entrepreneurship that it was very cutthroat between women entrepreneurs. And she leans on male entrepreneurs that she's known in the industry that are so easily accessible to help her and answer questions. But the one thing that she found was so very difficult was that women entrepreneurs were not universally supportive. And part of why we do this podcast is a piece of that. Not that I view women entrepreneurs as non-supportive, but what I'm bringing attention to is the fact that we have got to raise the bar, ladies. We have got to bring ourselves collectively together, because if we do not, we are not pushing the status quo that we are catty, that we are combative, or we are controversial, or we are competitive, and we're not community-minded. We have some headway that we've made in being supportive and more community-minded, and you can find it in smaller pockets. But by and large, if we want to take into consideration the inequality that does exist in the entrepreneurial world, we are going to have to lay down those differences, and we are going to have to move forward in lifting each other up and supporting each other and being available for each other to make sure that our businesses are moving forward in the direction they're supposed to be, working together for the bigger common goal and not so much considering that it's competitive. So I encourage you, as a quick moment, to reflect and make sure that you do within your boundaries of continuing to make sure that you take care of what is right for you. But do reach out to somebody that you know that is another woman entrepreneur, or go to a networking event, or, get a couple of your gal friends together. And even though we've got so many things going on, we've got families to run, we've got kids to take to practice, we've got dinner to get on the table, we've got a business we're creating, we're doing all the things like Christine and shipping and packaging and having them created and sourcing, contractors and, getting them into, stores, marketing, selling, all of the things. Even with all of that going on, block a period of time where you just go out and you network and you spend time, quality time, not checking your phone or, feeling rushed, but actually be presently in the moment with your fellow women entrepreneurs, because that is what's going to make the difference. And that at FemNation is what we stand for. I encourage you guys to continue the conversation. As always, please, please, please continue the conversation, because we have to shed light on this and we have to continue to bring it forward, because if we do not, we are sitting in our own isolated areas and we can speak about inclusivity and speak about being proactive But yet, if our actions do not match that, then we are not any better than we were if we just said nothing. So let's keep moving forward. Let's keep breaking those boundaries and those barriers, and let's keep doing what we do best and be supportive and community oriented and lifting each other up. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. And as always, please always keep moving forward.
Thanks for listening to the Fem Nation podcast. Be sure to check out our show notes for more details from the episode. If you love the show, share it with a friend or drop me a note. I'd love to hear from you over at whitedovegannon.com or find me on social media. Until next time, keep moving forward.